Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about growing together, about how God wants to not only grow us individually, but grow us as His body, the body of Christ. And He does that as we grow together in unity and love, in correction and compassion, in all of the characteristics that are representative of Jesus. And so each weekday morning, we're talking and praying about a different aspect of something the Bible says in regard to our growing up and growing together. And today we're going to focus in on growing together as God's dwelling. Ephesians 2, verse 22 says, "And in Him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit." Excuse me. God says that as we live in Christ, that we're growing together so that the representation of Jesus is made obvious to the world. That through His Spirit who dwells within us, we have become the temple, the dwelling place of the living God. And the question that we ought to ask ourselves on a very consistent basis is, do I look like a place that God would dwell? Now, again, not judging that answer from the world's perspective, not even judging that answer from your own perspective, but judging that answer from a biblical perspective. Fascinating, you go back into the Old Testament and you read God's instructions for the tabernacle, the place where He would dwell among His people as they wandered in the wilderness, as they moved into the promised land. And then you read about the construction of the temple that David designed according to God's pattern, and Solomon had built. And so much of that has often escaped our notice because it kind of gets buried in stuff that, well, we gloss over and deem it as irrelevant. But what we ought to be learning from it is how holy God is and how special He is and how much more He is than anything that we are. I suspect that if you were to invite someone over to have a meal with you that has a lot of clout and prestige, someone that you admire greatly, someone that you look up to, someone perhaps in a position of authority, if you could have a meal and invite to your home any past president of the United States of your choosing, I'm guessing you would go above and beyond in the preparation, wanting your home to be just right. There may be someone, but I doubt that there would be very many that would say, no big deal, just another dinner. I'm not doing anything special. I'm not cleaning extra. I'm not doing anything beyond the ordinary. I don't know of anyone that would say that. And yet sometimes we act that way when it comes to the living God dwelling within us. And it's not that God requires us to be perfect and to have cleaned house to where we're spotless. Actually, He's willing to do that for us, to perfect us in Christ, to cleanse us from all sin, to make us pure and holy. But as we draw near to God, we ought to do so with reverence, with respect, with an appreciation for who He is. And God says that in Christ, we grow together as His body, as His tabernacle, as His place of dwelling. And by His Spirit, He lives in us and through us. And we have opportunity each day that we live to be light in a very dark world. I often say it's, to me, one of the most difficult verses to truly grasp how powerful it is. When Jesus says, you, meaning you, meaning me, meaning all those who would hear His voice and respond to Him as the Good Shepherd, you are the light of the world. I get it when Jesus says that He is the light of the world. That makes a lot of sense to me. But because He dwells in us through His Spirit, when He says this, He's very much aware that that is going to take place. In fact, He tells the followers later that don't worry about it being left alone. Do you think I'm going to leave you as an orphan? You have me with you now, but there's one coming who is going to be with you in a greater way. My Spirit will dwell within you. And because of that, we can be the light of the world. Not that we're so bright on our own in any sense of the word, but because of Him. You see, He goes on in that verse and says, because you are the light of the world, let your light so shine before people that they might see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Your light is amplified by the good things that you do in the name of Jesus. In the good things that you do that draws attention to Jesus. Well, not by the stuff that gets you noticed. As I have opportunity and family, we enjoy visiting lighthouses. And been able to take the tours or climb to the top of quite a few of them. And many of them, most of them that we visited, if they're still operational, the original light has been replaced by something that's of modern technology. But the old technology was what they called a Fresnel lens. And this lens was designed so that originally a kerosene or oil lamp could be placed within it. And this lamp that would barely provide lighting within a home would all of a sudden become visible for miles. And God wants us to be that lens through which He shines so that people can see from a distance that He is present, that He is with us, that the light has shone in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. And so today, as we pray that we would grow together as the dwelling of God. And as individuals and as a corporate body of Christ that meets together for us here at Deer Run, for you, wherever you might gather with others, other believers, that the light of Jesus shines brightly because He, through His Spirit, dwells within you. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with You, in order to be cleansed, spotless, so that You can dwell within us by Your Spirit, that the holiness required is made possible. Not because we're so good at it, not because we're so good at all, but by Your power and by the blood of Jesus. And so God, today, help us as an individual to grow together. The Bible tells us that You have knit us together in our mother's womb, and we're designed by You. And as we continue to grow, may we grow as the dwelling place of Your Spirit, but not only as an individual. May we grow together with others. As the body of Christ universal, but also as the body of Christ in a specific meeting place. That Your Spirit is not only dwelling within us, but is made evident through us. Father, as You, through Your Spirit, dwell within us, may we be that lens that amplifies. That the good, anything good that we do, would be seen and visible in a way that You get the credit. In a way that's above and beyond what anyone would think that we could do. And so they know that there's a greater power working within us. And Father, as we let our light shine, may we make known and lift up the name of Jesus as the One who is, the One who was, the One who always will be, the One who dwells within us by His Spirit. And Father, as we lift Him up, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.